Hello, and welcome to today's Faith and Family Matters podcast. This is William Hemphill, and I am your host of the podcast. I am also a mental health counselor and ordained clergy, a pastoral counselor. And today I want to talk about the three rules for living, the third rule for living. And that third rule for living, which comes from John Wesley, is simply this: to stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Now, for me, I find that if I am following this rule, that it's a lot easier to do the other two rules. It's a lot easier to do no harm to others when I'm staying in love with God. And it's a lot easier to do good when I'm staying in love with God. So, did want to ask a question today. What does it mean to be in love with God? What does it mean to be in love with God? For me, I like to say it means that I have submitted myself to God's will for my life and committed myself to trying to follow God's ways for my life. And it also means that I do that out of a love for God, not out of fear. I do it out of love and appreciation for who God is and what God has done for me, and not out of fear. Being in love with God means that I also want to spend time with God. And for me, I like to say that means daily prayer and meditation. And I want to kind of clarify the difference a little bit. When I'm talking about prayer, I'm talking about what I've observed many people do, making our requests and desires known to God. In other words, what I've observed that a lot of times when we talk about prayer, we're making our requests and desires known to God. Now, when I talk about meditation, I'm talking about ways in which we become quiet and slow down so we can hear God speaking to us. Or as my mother would like to say, I slow down so I can hear the still, small voice of the Lord. And so when we look at having prayer and meditation, we look at it as having that daily fellowship or relationship with God that we nurture continuously. For me, being in love with God also means that I ask God questions about life events. Should I be involved in this ministry? Should I go here for vacation? Should I accept this job or should I do something else? Lord, what would be your mind in dealing with controversial situations? I asked that question a lot during COVID. What would you have me to do and how would you have me to serve and help others during COVID, for example? So part of being in love with God means talking to God and asking God questions about life events and how we handle them. I find that when I spend time with the Lord, when I'm praising the Lord, when I'm praying to the Lord, when I'm listening to what God has to say by the leading of the Holy Spirit, when I'm walking by faith with God, that I stay in love with God because I stay focused on God and God's will for my life. Let's think about this another way. Remember back in the days when you were first courting your spouse. I don't know about you, but I remember the late night phone calls when we were both tired and had to go to work the next day, but we stayed up just to hear each other breathe. I remember the excitement of seeing who was then my girlfriend, my future wife, on the weekends after not being able to see her all week. I remember having those conversations and learning about her favorite colors, her favorite activities, what she liked to do, what she didn't like to do. I remember talking about dreams and hopes for the future. I remember even doing some of those activities, even though I might not have liked the activity, but I liked being around her and trying to get to know my future wife. Does that kind of ring true with anybody listening to this podcast? Think about it. You were in love with your future spouse. And as you became married and stayed married, in order to keep the marriage strong, you still had to find time to spend together, to date, to do all of those wonderful things that allowed you to stay in love with your spouse. Staying in love with God is the same thing. Finding ways to be aware of God's presence in our lives daily, whether that's through prayer, whether that's through walking out in nature, whether that's through meditation or something else. We find ways to be thankful for God's blessings, and we actively seek what the will of the Lord is for our lives. When we do these things, we stay in love with God. And when we stay in love with God, because loving God involves loving other people, then we start to look at other people and say, how can I treat you in such a way where I'm doing no harm to you and I'm doing good by you and for you? Staying in love with God, I like to say, is a conscious activity. In other words, it's more than going to church once a week and hearing a good sermon. It's about finding ways to daily relate and fellowship with God. It's about doing more than just saying a prayer at night. I don't know about y'all. I remember saying this prayer when I was growing up. My mother taught me to be. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Good prayer. But I remember as a kid and as a teenager, I would say it just reciting some words without meditating and understanding the meaning of it. So in other words, what I'm saying is even in that prayer, becoming aware of God's presence in our lives. Because when we are aware that God is present with us daily, it is easy to stay in love with God. And then it's not only easy to stay in love with God, it's easy to stay in love with God's creation, human beings. When we worship, pray, read scripture, fellowship in community, do mission work where we're serving and helping others, we are doing things that remind us of God's presence, and we stay in love with God daily. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. If you would like to know more about my work with individuals, with couples, and with families, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.